You're listening to The Good Stuff. This is Kim and Mike Burge with you. Delighted to be bringing you a little turn of events. We're just talking good stuff with you today.
Ready to dive into the heart of agriculture? Uncover the secrets of successful ranching? Well, you need to get a subscription to Tri-State Livestock News. You can have the wisdom of America's most astute ranchers, exploring reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, and progressive auction markets, and more. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Do not miss the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale of Open 8 Genetics on April 12th at the ranch 5 miles south of Baker, Montana. This sale emphasizes the maternal side with frame size, fleshing ability, fertility, udders, and disposition. Bid online with Superior Livestock Auction. View the bulls at open8genetics.com. That's Open 8 Genetics live sale. Baker, Montana, April 12th. That's coming up very quickly, beginning at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, coming up next Friday.
Just a reminder that the cowboy poetry in Old West days in Valentine, Nebraska, has changed the dates. It'll be April 25th through the 28th. That's coming up at the end of this month, folks. A big switch, but it's the same tradition and some new things popping up there as well. So mark your calendars, April 25th through the 28th, Old West Days at Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Valentine. Same event, just a different date. Go to oldwestdays.net for details.
And I've got a poem here called North Dakota Forecast. I think we'll all be able to relate. They're the darlings of the media, the prophets with the power to make legions of the rural tune in most any hour. What they say could make the difference between failure or success, can cause grief beyond perception or unmeasured happiness. Yes, the forecast from the weatherman can make the future bright, but he suffers tons of ridicule because he seldom gets it right. We often get discouraged from predictions that they make, like when they promise us a snowstorm and we never see a flake. When we're desperate for moisture that we need to make a crop, they'll promise us 2 inches and we scarcely see a drop. Precipitation's not their bag, but if I may be bold, they're often on the money predicting hot or cold. We gotta hand it to them. When I thought of this, I grinned. Up here in North Dakota, they're deadly accurate with wind. It's one prediction we can count on, and they're either fairly close, like we get just what they'd promised, or receive a double dose. Gentle breezes heard predicted in the weather monologue could, without exaggeration, peel the hide right off a hog. My advice to all you weathermen, it's so simple and so plain. Please ease up on the wind a bit and send us plenty of rain. That's by Rod Nelson, North Dakota Forecast.
What else do you have today, Kim?
Each year my children ask me the same question. After thinking about it, I decided I'd give them my real answer. Again, this is a little bit about Christmas, but I think the point matters. What do I want for Christmas? I want you. I want you to keep coming around. I want you to bring your kids around. I want you to ask me questions, ask my advice, tell me your problems, ask for my opinions, ask for my help. I want you to come over and rant about your problems, rant about life, whatever. Tell me about your job, your worries, your grandbabies. Continue sharing your life with me. Come over and laugh with me, or laugh at me, I don't care. Hearing you laugh is music to me. I spent the better part of my life raising you the best way I know how. And I'm not bragging, but I did a pretty darn good job. Now, give me time to sit back and admire my work. I'm pretty proud of it. Raid my refrigerator. Help yourself. I really don't mind. In fact, I wouldn't want it any other way. I want you to spend your money making a better life for you and your family. I have the things I need. I want to see you happy and healthy. When you ask me what I want for Christmas, I say nothing, because you've already been giving me my gift all year long. I just want you.
Well, that's pretty nice.
Isn't that nice?
So here's a couple more things to wrap up today. Life lessons a wise man would share. Do your homework. Know what you're getting into before you start. Doing your homework reduces uncertainty and fear. Daydream often. On the weekend, when you're relaxing, embrace a day of dream. During the week, take action to preserve those dreams. Be a hero. Cultivate a healthy dose of forgiveness and set someone free. Learn to forgive others and to stop carrying those bags of hate, guilt, and regret. And one more of those, stay one step ahead. Be proactive. Take the initiative. Brainstorm with the big picture in mind. Some life lessons that a wise man would share. And now you know, because you've been listening to The Good Stuff.